with Malaku hosting it. He's covering today for Worku's show, Shukshukta. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's nice to be back here. I was away last week, but I'm always happy to return here. And I have a few wonderful gigs and events to tell you about today related to the Festival Vancouver Festival Guide, Explore Extraordinary Music, and I'll tell you about a few beautiful sounding world music concerts coming up. And I have a wonderful hour of music today from all over the world, specifically today music from Israel and Arizona and Spain, Yemenite music, Arabic influenced music, quite a mix today. So I'm really looking forward to this hour. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Danya. And we will begin here with a bit of a, well, quite a mix, beginning with some Tipex. Just transitioning over here, changing up the CDs and readying the equipment here for Kol Noredi. And I'd like to mention that this first song that I'm going to begin the show with today is a piece by Tipex, who I discovered just about a year ago, although they've been around for quite a while. The album that I'm going to play from is 1997, and this is one of the most beautiful albums I've ever heard. Each song is totally different. There's nothing cliched about this music. In fact, there are some tinges of irony, but it's grounded in optimism and beauty and poetry, and not really cynical at all. So this album is called Neshika Ladod, Kiss for the Uncle, and again it's Tipex, and I'm going to play a song called Spor Ad Eser, Count to Ten, and then I'll let you know a little bit more about them afterwards. First, enjoy this beautiful piece. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
לא היו כל התופעות וידענו בדרך כלל את האמת לא כמו היום דברים שלא עלו על הדעת אתמול עולים היום פתאום ומה שהיה בטוח ומוכר כבר לא יהיה יותר מחר עד עשר אל תתרגז ותתחיל מההתחלה יש לך מסר אז אל תוותר ותבחר מילה מילה מההתחלה אולי פעם אחת תקשיבו לי יש לי דברים להגיד המצב פשוט לא ייתכן ואין אין שום עתיד זה לא מה שציפיתי צריך לקחת אחריות מה זה הפקרות פה נגמרה הסבלנות והסובלנות והקוממיות אל תתרגז ותתחיל מההתחלה יש לך מסר אז אל תוותר ותבחר מילה מילה היה לנו חלום איפה הוא היום נתתי את חלקי עכשיו תקשיבו לי למרות שאתם לא במקומי אולי תבואו פעם אל הצד שלי לשמוע את האמת שלי ספור עד עשר אל תתרגז ותתחיל מההתחלה יש לך מסר אז אל תוותר ותבחר מילה מילה מההתחלה
How can we describe the music of T-Pex? Sounds like New Street guerrilla folk with an overdose of Jewish chutzpah, Israeli power punk and chopped up with ethnic elements, rap rhymes and pop choruses, North African beat and Eastern European melodies, schizophrenically combined with a dirty disco flavor. And then it says, I'm guaranteed to move your butt, tickle your feet, mess with your mind, and touch your heart. T-Pex was formed in 1988 when Gal Perelman and Kobi Oz met at a kibbutz in southern Israel. The two began playing Kobi's original songs and were later joined by other musicians from local kibbutzim and the city of Sderot. Up until now, the band has released 7 albums, a movie soundtrack, 1 EP, and a greatest hits collection. 4 of these albums went gold, 2 went platinum. And over the years, their singles have received regular radio play, often climbing to the top of the Israeli charts. T-Pex has been named Band of the Year numerous times by various media outlets, and their thousands of live performances have filled concert halls, festivals, and a host of high-profile events in the country and around the world. And there seemed to be the key mover behind the legitimization and the success of Middle Eastern music in Israel. And ever since they exploded onto the scene in the early 90s, Middle Eastern styles began to be considered worthy of heavy rotation on Israeli radio. And they infamously participated in the last Eurovision Song Contest in May 2007. And they consist again of mostly Kobi Oz, whose lyrics are to be attributed to him and composed by him as well. And what I found interesting that I just read about now is, well, there's this wonderful Moroccan wedding band that I heard years ago at a family member's wedding. And there is this band was called Sfataim, the Lips. And I love them, and I have their CD, and in fact I've played them several times on Kol Noradi, and I just realized now that he was the keyboardist for Sfataim years ago, as a teenager. Which is so exciting. I love finding out those connections. In any case, what I just played for you, that beautiful piece, was indeed Sporad Esser, Count to Ten. He was singing about dreams and visions and the discrepancy between reality and dreams. And it had this sort of prophetic flavor, this beauty to that piece, and I just love it. That was off of their album called Nishikala Dod. Okay, so we're just starting out here, and here I am rambling about the first piece. I have so much more that I want to play for you today. And we're still on our first set. And what's next that I'd like to play is some Calexico. And in fact, I have no idea how these two pieces relate to each other, but somehow they do in sound and feeling and something. So what you're going to hear now is Calexico and a song off of their album called Hot Rail. Beautiful piece here, influenced by some mariachi traditions as well. So you're listening to Kol Nodadi here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Miguel Bosé, At the center of his music is all the passion and expression of a Latin artist. Yet, Bosé has consistently over the years incorporated more and more diverse musical elements. And what I just played from now is pure evidence of that. Papito, this album, released by Miguel Bosé to celebrate his 30 years in the music industry. It includes 14 tracks of previously known hit songs by him, but they're reworked versions and they're collaborated on with many artists, including Shakira, Amaya Montero, Ricky Martin, in fact, who he just sung with on that song that I just played for you, Laura Pausini, Julieta Venegas, and the Italian legend Mina. According to the album's booklet here, it says this is the biggest music project ever made in Spain. To make this album, the recording sessions lasted 10 months, and Miguel Bosé had to travel 80,000 kilometers on plane and his crew 130,000 kilometers. I love these measurements. They used 80 plane tickets, 152 hotel rooms, and 38 rental cars. 15,000 phone calls were made and 10,000 emails were sent to make sure that this project happened. There are two versions of this album. The standard edition has the 15 tracks and the special edition with another CD containing 15 previously recorded duets with the same number of artists. And last August, this album received 4 Latin Grammy nominations for Album of the Year, Record of the Year, etc. Best Pop Vocal. In any case, this is a fascinating album, I have to say. Each song is a journey of its own. Again, this is Miguel Bosé's Papito, and what I played for you is a song called Bamboo, and it was featuring himself with Ricky Martin. And that's why you're definitely sensing a poppy element there, a strong poppy element in there. Before Miguel Bosé, I played Calexico, and to listen to one of their albums is to be transported to the arid deserts of the Southwest, where lizards, tumbleweeds, and dusty bars rule the landscape. And I played off of their album Hot Rail. Their instrumentals evoke broken hearts, last chances, abandoned homes, and stunning vistas. So that was off of their album Hot Rail. I believe that was their latest one. And I'd like to mention, by the way, that I saw a fascinating show last week. Decided to go see Matisse Yahoo in Seattle. Drove there right after work. Got there quite late. Missed the opening band, Common Market. No idea what they're like. And made it just in time for about an hour and a quarter of Matisse Yahoo Live. That was quite the experience. If you're at all able to, anytime, whether you love his music or you're still sitting on the fence, it is a phenomenon not to be missed. Because here he is up there on stage looking like he's just walked out of, you know, an 18th century shtetl in Eastern Europe. He's wearing his full garb, his kippah, his tzitzit, full Hasidic Jewish attire, and red high-top Converse sneakers, which is kind of funny. And there he is, charismatic, unbelievably charismatic, with a huge projection of the old city of Jerusalem in the background. And that was probably the heaviest rock show that I've ever been to. Played at the Paramount Theater, which is a stunning hall there, comparable to the Orpheum, I guess. And the crowd was just absolutely so mixed and eclectic, lots of tattoos and pierces, and you just wonder at the connect between this fascinating musician and how he incorporates his passion and his faith, his Jewish faith, and how this connects and what the relationship is exactly between himself and his pretty diehard fans. So that was an incredible concert last week in Seattle. I'd like to mention a few... My goodness, this hour runs away quickly. I'd like to mention a few concerts coming up this August, meaning soon now. And one of which is coming up August 9th. How do I pronounce this? Cuarto Elemento, jazz fusion from Argentina. They represent fire, water, air, and earth, a musical ally which much stronger than the sum of its parts. Program director George Lavarack heard these four accomplished players in Buenos Aires last winter, loved their spontaneous, improvisational blend of world music and jazz, and instantly knew his mission to bring Cuarto Elemento to Festival Vancouver. So this is August 9th, and for tickets, get in touch with Ticketmaster 280-3311. Also on August 9th, Tango Encounter. Tango seduces in all its forms, and it's arguably Argentina's most potent export. Pianist Linda Lee Thomas succumbed to its allure in the late 80s, and now it's her inspiration and obsession. And here she's joined by noted Vancouver jazz bassist Miles Fox Hill and Buenos Aires renowned Franco Luciani, whose harmonica is a brilliant alternative to the more familiar sound of the bandoneon. This will be tango music with flair and fire. There's also the San Luca Project on August 9th at 5:30 p.m. Mind you, these are all at scattered throughout the day. So you can make August 9th a packed day of beautiful world music. For more information about all of these gigs, and I'm just giving you a little taste, a little sense of a few of them, that's all. You can check out festivalvancouver.ca. Explore extraordinary music, classical world, and jazz. And now getting back to the music here. I'm going to have a short set of music, a very potent set of music. In fact, not so short, looking at it, because I don't want to cut this short. We'll do what we need to do, but this one won't be cut. And we'll begin with Zafa, Yemenite, Jewish Yemenite vocalist from Israel, singing a piece called Tariki, My Way. This is off of a compilation album, a Putumayo release on Israel. The number here, by the way, is 822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I would love to hear from you here on Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Zafa in a set of Yemenite music.
بغربي يفتح عادي وهنيا بقى افتح شرقي وغربي يفتح الباب عيني يا بقى إذا جاء محبوب قلبي يفتح الباب عيني يا بقى إذا جاء محبوب قلبي يا حبيبي لا سألتك بالمحبة وانت فادي يا حبيبي اسمع كلامي عدنا والحب غالي يا حبيبي اسمع كلامي عدنا والحب غالي
מקוננות נשות השבט, אחות קטנה, נפשך הצילי, חומות חיימר, את לא תביני, לא נכנעת, את משוגעת.
Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. You're listening now to the powerful voice of Margalit Sa'anani, an Israeli singer of Yemenite origin. And in fact, this has been a set of music of the Yemenite tradition. Before Margalit Sa'anani, I just played off of her best of album. She's singing to her little sister there. Before this beautiful song, we heard the Idan Reichel Project. And as you may know, the Idan Reichel Project is quite a collaboration of cultures and instruments. But what I played for you specifically was, in any case, featuring, I'm just looking for this little blurb that I was reading. In any case, featuring the voice of one of the beautiful old voices from the old Yemenite community. And here it is, hailing from a Yemenite community that has staunchly maintained their traditional way of life. 76-year-old Yihye Tzubara sings on Im Tachbetsa, If Thou Wishes, which is what I just played for you, along with his son, Shalom Tzubari. The appearance was unique because not only did these firm guardians of ancient tradition allow their music to be blended with modern electronic beats and mixes, they even agreed to perform new westernized versions of lyrics from the Diwan, the traditional Jewish Yemenite prayer book. So that was off of the Kumbancha release of the Idan Reichel Project. And before, we heard Ofra Haza, of course. How could we not include her in a set of music, Jewish, Yemenite inspired? And we are listening to a remix of Im Ninalu that was off of, must have been an 80s released album, Shaddai. That was Ofra Haza. Right, 1988. And I'd just like to pass on a few bits of information from Ian, who called in. He's a listener of the show and gave some Some great information of gigs coming up here actually this week. So this coming Wednesday at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and I hope I'm not going to mess up any of the details here, Vancouver Art Gallery, there is an Appalachian Malian project happening. That's 12 noon on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So this is Jamie Stone, who is a Canadian who now resides in Colorado. And he brings some bluegrass elements with his banjo and Mansaka Sisoko. I think that I erred in his first name here. Anyways, from Mali. And the two of them play together and create something very interesting, apparently. And Sisoko plays the kora, which is a type of harp, apparently a very beautiful instrument. So they're playing at the Vancouver Art Gallery this Wednesday, August 6th at noon. And it's a free concert, I believe. Right after them, the local salsa explosive group Goma Dura will be playing as well. And at night, so this is still August 6th, this Wednesday, at 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Public Library downtown at the main branch, VICO, which is the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra, will be having a talk about the complexities and the challenges of incorporating Jewish music and Jewish elements into intercultural musical projects. And there'll be discussions there. And I believe this is, facilitated by VICO, and specifically headed by Moshe Denberg. And so it'll be a discussion and as well some, some samples of the music, and some playing as well. So this is a big Wednesday for world music in Vancouver. So those are three events that are happening this Wednesday. We're going to end this show today. This hour just absolutely whizzes by with Rosario. I purchased her CD in my recent trip to Spain. This is such a beautiful song. Rosario is a flamenco singer. She hails from a family of legendary singers. It's Rosario, but she infuses her music with some jazz elements and some more modern other elements there. I'm not sure if they're jazz or what, but you can decide. And I believe that the piece I'm going to play for you, I thought first maybe it was some sort of ballad, but I think it's a rumba, as my boyfriend Hugo got up and tried to move to it and figured it out, that it's a rumba. So this beautiful piece is Rosario, and I'll play her first, and if we have time, which I hope so, maybe we'll listen to a song off of one of my favorite recent albums by Shambao. I'm absolutely hooked on it. But let's begin and perhaps end, we'll see, with Rosario. And she'd be a beautiful way to end this hour in any case. Thank you for listening to an hour of Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. And thank you for the callers today. Kol Nodedi is every Sunday, 11 to 12. World music. See you next week, same time, same place. Enjoy. This is Rosario. Have a beautiful week.
A tu piel, color de miel, a la espiga de tu cuerpo, a tu risa y a tu ser. Mi voz se quiebra cuando te llamo y tu nombre se vuelve hiedra que me abraza y entre sus ramas ella esconde mi tristeza. Pero te quedas porque formas parte de mí y en mi casa y en mi alma hay un sitio para ti. Sé que mañana al despertar no hallaré a quien hallaba y en su sitio habrá un vacío grande y mudo como el alma. Caiga un aguacero de yuca y té, del cielo una jarina de queso blanco y al sur una montaña de berro y miel. Oh, 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 ojalá que llueva café.